So 621, this is 1320 WILS. More and more public hearings, one held this morning in Holt High School, another one right now being held in Traverse City, then one more tomorrow, all about this Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline running under the Straits of Mackinac. We've heard from the Sierra Club. They've been on the show many times now talking about their concerns, but let's hear from the other side. Mark Griffin with us, president of the Michigan Petroleum Association, right here on WILS. Mark, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Obviously the concern is that this pipeline that's been in there for, 60 years or so is going to leak and get oil into the Great Lakes. What do you say to people that are worried about that?
Well, I think there's a lot of mounting evidence that the line's in very good condition, and there's no alternative that's safer or smarter than using a pipeline to move this essential product across the state of Michigan.
Okay. You say no alternative. Isn't there a way to run it through pipes that don't go through the lake somehow?
Well, those are part of the alternatives that were brought out in the dynamic risk study. Some of those looked like 700, 800-mile additional pipelines, either through Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, up and around. That would take many, many years and cost billions and billions of dollars, assuming that those permits would even be let by those states.
Okay.
So what we hear when we talk about alternatives, most of those are just unrealistic when there really doesn't appear to be anything wrong with the line as it is today.
Okay.
So if it's not broke, why are we shutting it down?
Now, what logistically happens if the decision were made by state government to no longer allow this oil pipeline to run? What happens to the oil? How would it be redirected at that point?
Well, that's just it. The current pipeline system that comes into Michigan from the Chicago area or the Toledo area that brings some of the petroleum products that we use today, those are already at capacity. There is no way for us as an industry that relies on pipelines, which are the safest, smartest way to move our products great distances, there's no way for us to just switch these products over to the other existing pipelines. One of the alternatives that we constantly hear is, well, they can just truck it. Well, that would take 5,000 petroleum transport trucks a day to move that product across the bridge. So at any one time, there would be 10 trucks in the southbound lane and 10 trucks in the northbound lane, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And let me tell you, as somebody whose members drive a lot of those trucks today, we're always worried about safety. We're always worried about that being our number one priority. There's not 5,000 trucks out there for us to purchase.
Well,
these are custom-built trucks that cost $150,000, and there's not a big parking lot filled with trucks waiting for someone to buy.
I should know the environmental groups point to what happened in Kalamazoo, that Enbridge pipeline leaking there. Do you agree that it would be catastrophic if we had a leak in the Line 5 pipeline in the Straits?
I think you're comparing apples to oranges, though. The pipeline in Kalamazoo was a different type of pipeline in terms of how it was manufactured. This pipeline that goes under the Straits is the thickest pipeline I've ever seen. It's almost an inch thick. It was made out of extruded metal, not a flat piece of steel that was rolled and welded down a seam. I've seen pieces that have been taken out for study and for analysis. It still has the original milling marks from when it was made 63 years ago. It's an incredibly heavy, durable pipeline. And as I said, there's mounting evidence that shows that the line's in very good condition.
Okay. The other thing, that Sierra Club, for example, talks about how it's not very stable in the waters. Some of the currents down there can be very strong, and that some of the connectors that hold the pipeline in place have gotten loose over time. What do you say to that?
I say that Enbridge is on a mission to try to replace those as quickly as they can. It's my understanding that they've replaced many of those in the last year, and they have a schedule to continue replacing them. And that kind of goes to the heart of this. A properly maintained pipeline that's properly monitored, which this is the most monitored pipeline in the country. It's not like they just run product through and they don't care. They've got a bunch of high-tech information that they're constantly looking at this pipeline, and we need this to run safely. Everybody agrees to that. We all live here. We work here. You know, I'm 58,
right.
And that doesn't mean I should be put out to pasture, nor the Mackinac Bridge, which was built in 59, and yet everyone drives across the Mackinac Bridge in that same area that's subject to the same currents, to the same weather, and people don't think twice about it.
So how much longer, Mark, realistically, do you think we should trust that the pipe is going to remain solid the way it is now?
That's what we're waiting. That's why these studies are important, is that's the type of we're trying to base that information as an industry off of good science and good studies, not just the emotional fear that we hear people talk about today. I was at the public hearing today, and there were several people who got up and talked about facts, but a lot of people got up and said, well, I'm afraid of it. Oh, okay, I understand fear. I understand that. But this is something that we need to logically look at, and these type of reports that are coming out are giving us the ability to look at that and to answer that question. I don't know. Is it 10 years? Is it another 15? I don't know. What I do know from what we've seen so far is it's in very good condition, and there's no reason to shut it down today.
And obviously there is a risk anytime you do anything like this, but what do we get as a state, Michigan get as a state, for taking the risk of having this line in the water?
Sure. When it was built back in the 50s, they built that pipeline to take barges off the Great Lakes because they realized the pipeline was safer than moving petroleum products across the open water. We get also out of it 65% of the propane that's used in the state of Michigan to heat homes comes across that line. Additional refined products that come from the refineries in the Sarnia area where the pipeline terminates are also moved back into Michigan on other pipelines that show up as chemicals that are used in our factories, gasoline and diesel fuel, and all those types of petroleum products that we use and need in our everyday life.
Wait, the line pipe, does it not run that crude oil? Is that not correct?
It runs light crude oil and synthetic crude oil, as well as natural gas liquids, which are the basic component parts for things like propane, Michigan being the largest propane state in the country. If we shut Line 5 down, there's going to be a lot of folks that are going to have to burn their bedroom furniture to stay warm in the winter.
Yeah, and what do you think?
I don't think people think about that.
Bill Schuette's come out and said he would support shutting it down. What'd you make of that?
I think we need to keep politics out of this somewhat. I think we need to look at the studies. I think we need to make a logical decision. And I think we need to do what's best for the people of Michigan to ensure that we have long-term economic security, energy security, while we protect the public and the environment.
Just 30 seconds, but I mean, do you think there's a realistic chance this will be shut down?
I think that there... If you were to look at where we were a month ago when the only people that were being heard were those that were, pardon the term, fear-mongering, but we see a lot of that. We see people out there getting people all cranked up and and putting fear in people's hearts that there's a disaster about to happen any second without actually having any reasonable reports like this that have come out that have said that the line's in good condition.
We'll find out what happens next. It's Mark Griffin, president of the Michigan Petroleum Association. Mark, thanks.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissara.
It comes down to this bizarre game where the Republican leader has basically said, let's spin a wheel and see what we're going to vote on.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, as the Senate prepares to move forward with the health care bill, despite a lack of support from all Democrats and some Republicans, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell made the announcement this afternoon just after President Trump pushed senators to move forward with the bill. A car slams into a group of people outside a rehab center near Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Several people were hit, two killed, leaving six, including the driver, injured.
There's no doubt in my mind it was an accident. I can't say for sure it was medical issue, but it was definitely an accident.
Alcester Police Chief Chris Doty were told that one of the victims was an employee of the rehab facility.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on more compelling talk radio. 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. It is Monday. We are off to another fabulous week. 73 right now, low 57, much more comfortable than last week. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 82 and a low of 60. Then Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 86. So we're going to be in the 60s, though, for the low, which will be nice in the evenings. Well,